This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Virgil Thu has been apprehended. You may remember that he's the suspect in the triple homicide in New Lisbon. 33-year-old Elizabeth Colba and two teen girls, ages 12 and 13, were murdered in a home there. Police apprehended the 47-year-old in Elroy Thursday after he had been on the run for more than a week. Kristen Crowley, the chief of the Los Angeles Fire Department, is a Green Bay native. Crowley said the fire in Palisades is, quote, one of the most destructive natural disasters in the history of Los Angeles, end quote. What started as a 10-acre fire has grown to cover well over 10,000 acres. Strong Santa Ana winds are blamed for the spread. Crowley's been with the LAFD for 25 years, and in 2022, she was made the first female chief in the department's 135-year history. The Wisconsin woman who claimed she stabbed a sixth-grade classmate 19 times in 2014 as a way to honor the horror character Slender Man will be released from the Winnebago Mental Health Institute. Waukesha County Circuit Judge Michael Boren ordered Morgan Geiser's release yesterday. Geiser pleaded guilty to the attempted first-degree intentional homicide back in 2018 and was sent to the psychiatric institute due to mental illness. The judge says Geiser's crime was a brutal and terrible offense, but she has maximized her treatment options and is no longer a safety risk. The Department of Health Services must now set up a plan for Geiser to be housed in a group home. Anissa Weyer, her co-defendant in the case, was released in 2021. They were 12 at the time of the attack. A Neenah teenager has been ordered to stand trial for allegedly shooting two people on November 29th. 17-year-old Anthony Hendricks faces six charges, including first-degree reckless injury, for the incident that happened on Bell Street in Neenah. One of those injured was Hendricks' 11-year-old brother. The other was an adult. Hendricks was bound over for trial at a preliminary hearing Thursday. He will be arraigned on February 3rd. Health officials in Wisconsin say a new strain might be the cause behind an unusually high number of norovirus cases this winter. According to the DHS, the outbreaks are normal during this time of year as people tend to gather inside, contributing to the spread of the highly contagious virus. But this year, there have been over 100 outbreaks across the state. Experts believe that the increase is due to a new strain of the norovirus that most residents haven't built up an immunity to. Norovirus causes vomiting and diarrhea and is sometimes called the stomach flu. Governor Tony Evers declared an energy emergency in the state of Wisconsin yesterday. The declaration comes as a large winter storm has dumped snow in the region, causing an increased demand for and distribution delays of heating oil and propane. The executive order will now allow supply chain workers and drivers to exceed daily work hour restrictions for 30 days. Abundant Life Christian School students are back in class today for the first time since the deadly shooting on December 16th. On top of that, the fundraiser for the school community just keeps growing. The account has now surpassed more than $250,000. That's $250,000. And that's not counting the big donations expected from Madison's two Texas Roadhouse locations, who chose to donate all their profits yesterday. Today, we have new information for the first time in weeks. Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tomei Olson continues our coverage.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes released a video with new information. As of right now, there are still those two students in the hospital. They're in fair condition. Barnes says they found two guns at the scene of the shooting and 21 shell casings, but they believe only one of those guns was used. One big remaining question, though, is where that gun came from. Wisconsin does not have laws that require guns be stored in any specific way. However, according to the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, Wisconsin does have laws that say adults can be charged with misdemeanors if children under 14 use guns to harm others, and those guns were stored recklessly or loaded and within children's reach. But the shooter was 15, so that law may not apply. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
No charging decisions will be made until detectives have had time to review all physical and digital evidence linked to this case. Again, this is a lengthy process and it could be several more weeks or months before a decision is made.
Barnes says they're also still working on determining the motive. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Educators and school districts have been warning about this problem for years. Now a state agency is adding some data. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A recent study by the Wisconsin Department of Administration projects a decline of nearly 200,000 Wisconsin residents by 2050. The report attributes the decrease in declining birth rates and the aging of the baby boom generation. While some counties like Dane are expected to grow, others, particularly in the northern part of the state, could see population declines of 15% or more. That could potentially add on to workforce shortages and create problems for those setting school budgets.
Turning the heat on in the winter can draw radioactive radon gas into your home. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services radon program manager, Amanda Cook, says a simple test can help you find out if you need to get your home treated. You can get discounted tests through the end of January. Radon is one of the leading causes of lung cancer, right behind smoking. Cook says the cost of getting your home treated is a great investment to prevent cancer. Find out more online at lowradon.org. Wisconsin-based department store Kohl's will close 27 stores this year. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the chain, which operates over 1,100 stores nationwide, said these 27 are underperforming. None of the stores marked to close are in Wisconsin. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Is Jordan Love ready?
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love dealing with an elbow injury suffered during the Bears game that left his throwing hand numb for a few days. It's still bothering him throwing in practice.
Yeah, it's more my elbow. More my elbow covering that.
Soreness?
Yes.
So how did he look yesterday? Could he run the offense? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good.
Game time Sunday at 3:30. We'll have reports from Philly. NBA, the Bucks in Orlando tonight against the Magic. In Madison, the Badgers host Minnesota. Baseball, the Brewers reaching agreements with five players, including pitchers Aaron Civale, Yoel Piamps, and last year's closer Trevor McGill.
This is my favorite town. Okay. Favorite stadium and everything. Yeah, I really love this place. You know, it's baseball in Milwaukee, and these fans show up every day for us, and, you know, you can feel it.
They could not reach a deal with catcher William Contreras, who is headed to arbitration. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. On the heels of the Golden Globe Awards last weekend, the Screen Actors Guild has announced its nominees for acting in movies and TV. Focusing on the TV side, Shogun led the way with 5 nominations, including Best Acting Ensemble, as well as individual acting awards for cast. Joining Shogun in the nominations for Best Cast Ensemble in a Drama Series are The Day of the Jackal, Slow Horses, and The Diplomat. Best Ensemble Cast in a Comedy Series included Hacks, The Bear, Abbott Elementary, Only Murders in the Building, and Shrinking. Something that might be worth noting, this is the year of the comeback, as actresses like Jodie Foster, Pamela Anderson, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Demi Moore all receive nods for their acting talents across TV and film platforms. The Screen Actors Guild Awards air February 23rd on Netflix. One of the celebrities forced to evacuate their home was actress Jamie Lee Curtis. The Associated Press reports that the last showgirl actress has pledged $1 million to start a fund to help those in Southern California affected by the fires. Celebrities who have actually lost their homes include Mandy Moore and Billy Crystal. The historic Will Rogers home in Will Rogers State Park have also been lost. Nikki Glaser says she was paid handsomely to host the Golden Globes last weekend, but she also told Howard Stern that she was paid less than her male counterparts who had previously hosted. 2023 host Jared Carmichael said in his monologue that he received $500,000. Glaser said she would have hosted for free to prove herself and is hoping to make more next time. Nikki Glaser was the first woman to host the Golden Globes solo. Due to the LA wildfires and the devastation they've brought, actress Jean Smart says award shows should be tabled. The 2-time Golden Globe winner and star of Hacks says award shows should not be televised and that all the revenue that the telecasts would have brought in should be donated to fire victims. Smart said going forward with the shows is a bad look for the entertainment industry. Keeping with the theme, the Oscars seem to be getting the message. According to Variety, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says voting will be delayed for this year's awards. Voting for the various categories started January 8th, and the new deadline will be January 14th instead of January 12th. As a result, they will push the announcement of nominations back 2 days as well to January 19th. Still way too early just to see how the fires will continue to affect everyone in Southern California. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon. Tonight down to 15. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Clouds will increase in the afternoon with a high of 25. And then snow on the way tomorrow night. Sunday could get 2 to 3 inches, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it all winds down on Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.